Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. It is a Friday, and it is a radio-only Fox Sports Radio Friday in Los Angeles. It's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, podcast later. Back on TV Monday, knocked off for the World Cup, which has been absolutely fantastic. Blazing 5 returns in 1 hour. 4 underdogs and 1 favorite. Love my picks. Last time we had a blazing 5, went 4-1. So good to be here. USC Utah tonight. Can't wait for that. These radio only days. This is how I started my career, so it's kind of old school week. World Cup got moved because of the heat in Qatar to the fall, so it just kind of gave us a rare opportunity. Women's World Cup's in the summer, so we'll probably do a few of these shows whenever the World Cup is, June, July. But it's fun, and thanks for joining us. So let me start with the obvious thing. I watched the Amazon Prime Thursday Night Football. You know you're in trouble in 2022 offensive NFL football when you trail 17-7 at home in the first half and the game feels over. And that's it for Mac Jones, Bill Belichick, and New England. 24-10 Buffalo, that's the most lopsided 14-point game ever played in the NFL. 14 first downs, only 21 minutes time of possession. It is a BB gun offense for the New England Patriots. Totally dink and dunk. Mac Jones had 22 completions, 6 were to a running back, 2 were to a special teamer, Marcus Jones. In fact, their big offensive play of the night went to a special teamer. A specially crafted and creative play. And that was it. That was their offense. And I think about this. You're a billionaire. You're Robert Kraft. And you're watching this post-Brady. And Kraft is closer to Brady than Belichick. In multiple books written about Bill, Ian O'Connor, Jeff Benedict, Seth Wickersham, you can tell there's been Kraft sourcing banging on Belichick's perpetual grumpiness. And his product is very average, and worse, it's boring. They're boring, and I don't know what the vision is. Bring Bill O'Brien back as offensive coordinator. Go ask Bama fans how happy they are with Bill O'Brien. He's their weakest offensive coordinator in probably about 7-8 years. They love Kiffin. They love Sark. I don't like Bill O'Brien. What is Robert Kraft thinking? I mean, Andy Reid got fired in Philadelphia, and he was going to NFC championships. Patriots are a mile from that. You think it's crazy, but I look at Robert Kraft and I wonder, what is he thinking watching this? Belichick's new reality as a defensive NFL head coach. For 10 years, he's not been able to draft and develop skill players. And then he went and spent $300 million a couple years ago. Whiffed on most of those, too. They have no dynamic players. Jacoby Myers. Receivers weak. Tight ends weak. Running back. Stevenson's a nice player. Nice player. But it's an offensive league, and Belichick's getting exposed, and he can't build or develop offensive players. And they look a mile behind Buffalo. This morning, they're a mile behind Miami. Cincinnati. Kansas City. And the walls are closing in. The AFC East now has got a great defense in the Jets, a great offense in Miami, and a Buffalo team that can be both. New England has no vision. What are they? And Belichick's staff and front office have been poached, so the staff is now failed ex-head coaches and his kids. So they lack kind of a brain power, a firepower upstairs. So it's, you can't win big in this league when you're average at quarterback. And I think Mac Jones, we'd all say this, not a shot. He's become what everybody, yourself, myself included, thought. He's pretty average. Young quarterbacks are getting bigger, more athletic, stronger. The coaching's better. The league leans completely offense. And New England is, to me, Belichick either makes a big move at quarterback, goes into free agency, or goes to another team like the Chargers with Herbert, or this is how it's going to end. Just limping with your kids on the staff, your inability to fix the offense. Mac Jones is barking at coaches. Listen, if I'm Mac Jones, Mac is a really, really competitive kid. I think he looks around, and he doesn't have the trophies of Brady, but I wouldn't be shocked if Mac Jones isn't texting Brady. And like, bro, you had Josh McDaniels and Edelman, and you bailed. Like, this league has moved to one side of the ball, and Belichick's not good at it. His friends are on the defensive side. His allies are on the defensive side. And Mac Jones, Mac Jones is already, with one playoff appearance, barking at coaches. He talked about it after.
Obviously, just kind of let my emotions get to me, but, we're kind of playing from behind, and what I said was about throwing it deeper in the short game. I got to execute that part better, but it's the short game that we kept going to, which was working, but I felt like we needed chunk plays, and, I shouted that out to kind of get everyone going.
Cleveland, Belichick couldn't get the right quarterback. New England, he's got a solid quarterback but doesn't have the playmakers. Whenever, because fans are always arguing and defending, their average quarterbacks. If you've ever, as a fan, found yourself repeatedly complaining about play calling, you don't have a star quarterback. Nobody gives a rip about Mahomes and Burrow's play calling. You do not have a difference maker at quarterback if you're talking about play calling. That ain't it. You got to make plays. A star quarterback overcomes. Burrow overcomes a bad O-line to get to the Super Bowl. Mahomes has overcome shaky defenses, old offensive lines, injuries. Brady overcomes, not having consistently star wideout material. Man, you age fast in the NFL. Like, you age really fast. So tonight is USC and Utah in the Pac-12 championship. I like USC, and I like them by about 10. Caleb Williams is their best player, and I believe the best player in college football. About the only criticism I would have of him going forward, he's not real big. He's about 6'1 and a half, 215, but he plays much bigger. Arm strength is excellent. And he can be a little moody and emotional. He's got to, that's kind of maybe who he is, but you got to be a little careful about that going forward. Arm accuracy, athleticism, leadership qualities, kid's an A+. Absolute A+. But the story of this team is really Lincoln Riley. He has literally reshaped the entire roster. He did it in about 6 months, totally reshaped the culture because they're honestly not that talented. They have three players on offense that will play in the NFL: Caleb Williams, Jordan Addison, and a left guard. But the quarterback's a sophomore, and they have two NFL players on defense, a defensive end and a safety. Kalen Bullock's a safety. He's a sophomore. So there's an argument their two best pro prospects are still sophomores. They currently have three draftable players today. That's it. So what Lincoln Riley has done, this is Steve Jobs saving Apple. A huge brand that was reeling, that was months from insolvency, according to Steve Jobs' book, could not develop new products. And then Apple was a rotten apple. And then by the end of the year, he took it over, $300+ million in profits. That's what this is. You can credit the engineers. You can credit the brand. Nah, it's Steve Jobs. This is Lincoln Riley. A lot of people thought USC was dead. It was absolutely cratering college football on the West Coast. That is inarguable. They were 4-8. They couldn't develop players. And they are now 11-1 with the slickest, most efficient, turnover-free, highly productive, big play offense in college football. The chemistry is crazy good. 1 year later, they are again a destination, top five in college football. But it's the quickness of it. Kirby Smart, year one at Georgia, 8-5. Dabo Sweeney, year two at Clemson, 6-7. Nick Saban, year three at LSU, 8-5. But Colin, the transfer portal. Don't kid yourself. Of the 20 transfers USC got, probably 16 are not pro players. They got a great quarterback, a great wide receiver, and a really good linebacker from Arizona State. The transfer portal, remember, is a lot of backups, unhappy players, or discarded players, or injured players. That's what it is. Caleb Williams and Jordan Addison, those are outliers. They got two great players. But counting special teams, 11 offense, 11 defense, about 9, 10 different guys on special. You got 30 starters. So the transfer portal can fill your roster and solve some issues and plug some holes, but you're not getting first-team All-Americans in most instances. This is about Lincoln Riley taking a lot of solid guys who have filled holes, and it's still a team that doesn't have an elite weak side linebacker, interior defensive lineman, tight end. In his 5 years as a head coach, his records are 11-1, 11-1, 11-1, 11-1, 11-1. Three quarterbacks taken number one, and the other, Jalen Hurts, in the MVP discussion. This is magic. He is the best coach in college football. You can say Saban. Saban's got the most rewards. Brady's got the most rewards in the NFL. Mahomes is the best quarterback. Saban's got the most awards, but nobody's doing this. This is unbelievable, unparalleled. Nobody works with quarterbacks better. Nobody elevates people, builds a chemistry faster. We tend to always look at, well, how many titles do you have? Dan Marino doesn't have any. He's a top 5-6 quarterback of all time. Charles Barkley doesn't have any either. A lot of championships is where you're at, what's your conference, how long you've been doing it. Lincoln Riley's a kid. Caleb Williams is great, but you give him the wrong coach, he'd just be a really talented guy on a slightly better than average team. So I like USC tonight. I did not think before the season they could play a close football game with Ohio State, Georgia, and maybe Michigan or Clemson. I kind of do today. It's the story of Lincoln Riley. Really remarkable to watch. For years and years, USC had all these really talented recruits, and they couldn't develop them. I've never seen a team where players, all units, are getting better. I mean, they're literally playing above themselves. They're just not that talented. Outside of Jordan Addison, Caleb Williams, and one really good defensive lineman and a safety. They're not that talented. They're really not. Not a lot of draftable players this year or next. Caleb will be number one. But, I mean, what a story. We all love stories. Great story. Blazing 5 and 45 minutes from now. Also, what I'm about to say seems really obvious. And if you look at the NFL over the last several years, how many quarterbacks have moved? It's crazy, right? I mean, if you just write down 2 or 3 years ago, yeah, Brady will be a Buck and Stafford will be a Ram. And it's nuts. Matt Ryan will no longer be a Falcon. It's nuts. Geno will star in Seattle. There's going to be a couple of, like, earthquake, tremor moves. And I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be one of them. And I think it all lines up. And I think we're getting to a point now, it'd be crazy for Green Bay not to make the move. Some thoughts coming up.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball. All for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Welcome back. Studio in L.A. Boot the losing team, go with a winner, switch to Consumer Cellular, talk, text, and data, $20 a month, that's it, limited time offer, consumercellular.com/theherd, promo code theherd. So, I was looking at the NFL standings this morning. It's been a fairly predictable year. There's 14 playoff teams so far. I've got 11 of 14 that I predicted would be in. The Rams obviously have been shockingly bad. I whiffed on the Denver Broncos. I did not have the Jets in, and we'll see how that goes. They're one of my blazing five picks. I'll tell you what side I'm on with the Jets and the Vikings. But Green Bay is not going to make the playoffs. And I thought they would be not as good, but they're bad. You can blame who you want. It does feel like they don't have much of a vision, and they just depend on sort of Aaron Rodgers to make big plays without much of a receiving core. So let me defend Aaron Rodgers on that. I don't think he has a great coach. He's got a good O-line and a star back, and then an underachieving defense, and the Packers' special teams have been a mess, it seems like, for 5 years. But I will say that every year, and increasingly so, we see these big moves at quarterback. If I would have told you a day before Matt Stafford was a Ram, you'd have called me clickbait. If I'd have told you Brady's going to Tampa, you'd have said it's clickbait. Matt Ryan is leaving the Falcons. What? Phillip Rivers, Colts. That's the new league. That's the new NFL. Teams are taking big swings at quarterback. And as quarterbacks get older, some teams are in Super Bowl windows, some aren't. And so those teams that are in perceived Super Bowl windows are go-for-it teams. One of those teams is Tennessee. So the Tennessee Titans are sitting out there. They've lost to Burrow. They lose to Mahomes. There's Josh Allen. They're not special at quarterback. But they've got the defensive front, the culture, the coach, and a wonky division that'll probably get better because Jacksonville now with Trevor Lawrence is going to surge over the next several years. So Tennessee is the classic, we can win the Super Bowl. We just don't have a quarterback. And there's about eight teams like that a year. And here's Green Bay thinking, we're not in the Super Bowl bubble. And we got this young quarterback we moved up to take Jordan Love in the first round, and we don't know if he can play. So right now, Green Bay looks like they'd probably lean toward, let's get Jordan Love some reps. Worst case, he's pretty good, and we get a pick for him. Certainly an option. But Aaron Rodgers, to his credit, who can be a little petty, sort of sounds like, yeah, let's see what happens.
I'd love to finish the season out, but I understand, you know, this is a business, and, you know, there's a lot of us kind of older guys who, you know, play a decent amount who they might want to see some younger guys play. So, you know, hopefully we don't have to have that conversation. But if that conversation comes up, you know, I'll approach that with an open mind and, you know, without any bitterness or resentment. You know, obviously, like I said, I want to win out and we don't have to have those conversations. But, you know, I understand if we don't, that's a possibility to have that conversation.
If Jordan Love gets the last five starts and looked as good as he did the other night against Philadelphia, I think it's 50-50, maybe 60-40, Green Bay moves off Aaron and sends him to Tennessee. It seems obvious. There were reports in February that Aaron's building a house in Nashville. Celebrities love Nashville. Free agents in the NFL love Nashville. They don't love Green Bay. Aaron's running out of time. Vrabel's a better coach than Matt LaFleur. The defense in Tennessee is better than Green Bay. It's a wonkier division. It makes sense. Oh, but the Packers would have a dead cap hit. Yes, it would be $16 million 1 year, $25 million the next, but if Jordan Love can play, it's a wash. You're not paying him anything. Again, if Jordan Love can play, you can live through that. Remember, you would get picks from Tennessee. The Titans have a first, second, and third next year. Don't have a fourth. So if you got a first, second, or just a first 1 year and a couple of twos, you hit on those picks. You're not paying Christian Watson for years. You're not paying Romeo Doubs for years. They don't have that many. Green Bay does not have many. David Bakhtiari makes good money. But the reality is, if you traded Aaron to Tennessee and you get a first-round pick from Titans and you draft a receiver and it hits, you got three young receivers, you don't have to pay for 4 years. You can let Sammy Watkins go, Randall Cobb go, Alan Lazard go. There's your savings. So I think Green Bay fans are looking around thinking, can we see Jordan Love play? I don't think it's a hot take. You would have said, I always laugh at the hall monitors in the media. I could name the talk show hosts. Oh, I don't go for clickbait. Kevin Durant to the Warriors a day before it happened, if you would have predicted it, would have been clickbait. Stafford to the Rams, Brady to the goofy Buccaneers. A lot of stuff happens, and it's what? Some of these World Cup results, what? You just try to get clicks. Aaron to Tennessee, makes a ton of sense. The Titans are a better football team and a better football culture with a better coach than Green Bay. I'm Aaron. Reports he's building a house down there. Let me tell you something. Celebrities, athletes love Nashville. Tennessee's got, I don't think, any state tax. It's got mild winters. Got a legit airport. It's beautiful people, music. It's social. It's great. So I think it makes a ton of sense. Plus, if you're Green Bay, you want to get him out of the NFC. You want him over in the AFC. You don't want to give him to the Niners. San Francisco doesn't have their first round picks anyway. They gave him up for Trey Lance. So you don't want to give him to the Niners and he haunts you for years. You know Aaron's going to win, but at least he'd have to go through Mahomes and Burrow and Josh Allen. You give him to San Francisco, it's like, bye-bye. He'll be trouncing you for years. So I think that Aaron to Tennessee thing, and it's not a shot at Aaron. I think Aaron would win more and have a better coach and a better defense and a better culture in a cooler city. I think it'd be a win for Aaron. And I think potentially, if Jordan Love can play, to win for the Packers. It's a reboot. They're walking on eggshells with Aaron, his salary, his personality. It's a little prickly. It's like Favre at the end. They don't have an owner, so it always becomes a little weird with a superstar quarterback in Green Bay. Here's Ryan with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, Colin, spent some time talking about the Patriots. It sounds weird to say, but for the Bills, that was actually their first AFC East divisional win of the season as they improved to 9-3 on the year. They had previously been 0-2 versus the Dolphins and the Jets. Josh Allen played well. 223 passing yards, yeah. 2 touchdowns, no picks, passer rating of 106. He obviously had that great rollout move to the right, shed a tackle, found a guy in the back of the end zone. You know, looking like Mac Jones, or maybe not so much.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, Buffalo has won 3 in a row after losing back-to-back games in early November. They start to look like the team that we thought they should have been earlier in the year.
Yeah, I mean, they developed a little bit of a running game. I think Buffalo is in that very short list of Super Bowl contenders with Cincinnati and Kansas City and Philadelphia and San Francisco. I think it's a smaller bubble because you have to get such good quarterback play these days, yeah. Or you have to have a world-class defense. So Garoppolo doesn't have to be as good because the defense is so good for San Francisco. I think it's a very small class. I don't have Dallas as a Super Bowl window team. Most people do. I think it's tiny, and I think Buffalo's right near the top.
Yeah, and look, you've mentioned this with Buffalo in the past. Their high end is as good as anyone in the league. And if they can sustain that for a playoff run, then that's all you really need out of Buffalo for them to be in that Super Bowl picture. Another team in that Super Bowl picture, perhaps actually both teams, is this huge matchup on Sunday, a rematch of the AFC Championship game. The Bengals taking on the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City. Earlier this week, Bengals wide receiver Tyler Boyd compared Mahomes and Burrow to Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. Now, Mahomes, when he was asked about that comparison, here's what he had to say about it.
I have a ton of respect for Joe. I mean, he's a great, great football player, but he's a competitor. I hate to compare to Brady and Manning because they won so much and put up so many stats. And I feel like that's something that you do at the end of your career when they look back and see all the success that you have. But I know it's just like a lot of these guys. I know I'm going to play this guy for a long time. He's a great competitor, so he's going to be a great football team for a long time. And we're going to have games like this.
I wouldn't expect Mahomes to say much else. He's a superstar quarterback that's always managed to say the right thing at all the right times throughout his career so far.
He's mastered the podium.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which always gets downplayed. Josh Allen's mastered it. Burrow's mastered it. Mahomes mastered it. And, you know, the often aforementioned Baker Mayfield didn't. Like, Jalen Hurts has mastered it. Dak's always been good.
Right.
You got to be good at the podium. This is a grown-up job. And the guys that do it well, you just don't start forest fires. And this league, there's enough of those now. Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, you know, Jalen Hurts is really good. Dak's really good. Kirk Cousins really good. Get up, don't get start a fire, and move on.
Yeah, I mean, and to what we were saying about Josh Allen, when they were going through that rough patch in early November and he wasn't playing well, I mean, he straight up owned it. He's like, I'm the one playing poorly.
Yep.
You know, apparently, according to reports, Zach Wilson struggling with that in New York. Big reason why he got benched. All right, Colin, I hate to do this to you, but it's obviously been a rough go so far for Russell Wilson in Denver. They have actually sort of become the punchline of the NFL. It's not been going well for the offense. One of the worst scoring teams in the league right now. Here was Nathaniel Hackett. In addition to, you know, questions about if his teammates like him, maybe some odd audible calls, apparently the new discussion about if Russell Wilson height is holding him back. His head coach was asked about it. Here was his response.
I looked at a lot of stuff when we were evaluating him and have watched him play over the years. He's made incredible plays all across the field. And even for us, he's made plays everywhere, from inside, outside, down the field. So he is shorter. That's a fact. But it hasn't seemed to be a problem.
He is shorter. That's a fact.
Well, I mean, ideally, you want a 6'4" quarterback, but that's just not always going to be the case. Jalen Hurts is small. Kyler's small. Bryce Young, by the way, coming into the NFL next year, is very slight. He weighs like 190 pounds, which is about 25 less than you'd want him to weigh. So sure. Tua's small.
Drew Brees.
It's if you want a playmaker at quarterback, it can't always be a 6'5 guy. Like Josh Allen's an outlier. That's just not the way it works.
Even Mahomes, he's like more in the 6'2 range, but yes. He's not Brady. He's not Manning.
No.
He's not these.
Caleb Williams is 6'1.5 for USC, but like Mahomes, who's 6'2 or Aaron Rodgers, 6'1.5, 6'2. You don't think about their height. Some guys play big.
Right.
But Mahomes and Caleb Williams, Aaron, they play big. I never think about Aaron's height.
It is just sort of funny with Russell Wilson. Like, when it rains, it pours. Now people are going back to, well, maybe he's too short. Like, okay, you know what? They're having a bad year. Just hit reset and let's move on from it.
Yep. Ryan with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
You know, it is interesting that, to me anyway, that I'm talking more college football this year, and I love college football. And one of the reasons is USC's good. And so, and my takeaway is I'm on in Los Angeles and have a pretty big audience in Los Angeles. I see my podcast numbers, my radio numbers. I know my Los Angeles audience is carries a big portion of my audience. And so I've always said I'm in the omelet business, not the egg business. I'm not going to make your team interesting. It's got to be interesting. It's got to be made. Then I'll talk about it. It's not my job to prop up a league. It's not my job to prop up your team. It's your job to be interesting. Then I'll include you on the show. And for years, USC wasn't. And it hurt the Pac-12. It hurt college football. And I just, you know, I'm not going to talk about stuff once it's not interesting. Harbaugh and Michigan are interesting. I talk a lot about them. For years, Alabama wasn't. Oklahoma now, not interesting. Texas was Sark because there's, you know, is it going to work? Is it not? It's more interesting. But I'll say this, is that, yes, USC and Texas, Notre Dame, there's about six programs in college football. The ones that I monitor that matter to me to talk more about the sport are USC, Texas, Notre Dame, Michigan. There's so many Michigan graduates here in Los Angeles. The Miami Hurricanes have a lot of flash. They also have a fan base in New York and the Northeast. When those teams are big, it's nothing against the Southern teams, but they're always good. But when you get these four or five programs that pop, it matters. And it's been fun for me. It's been a really fun year to talk more college football because I've always watched it. I didn't watch it less. But I talk, you know, people say, why don't you talk about this? I mean, about once a year, somebody comes up and says, why don't you talk more hockey? And I look at them and say, seriously? You know the answer. Right? The Stanley Cup Finals doesn't get ratings. I'm not anti-hockey. My wife's favorite sport is hockey. Detroit girl. So it's I'm in the omelet business, not the egg business. You got to be made. I'm not here to make you. And it's good. It's made it really fun. Can't wait tonight. I think USC wins, 34-24, 37-27, kind of that area.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it. Give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
All right, Blazing 5, top of next hour, makes its valiant return. Big college football this weekend. TCU, I'll take them close over Kansas State in the Big 12 championship game. I think Michigan probably beats Purdue soundly, maybe by 3 touchdowns. USC beats Utah, I think, tonight, 7-10 points. It feels like they control the game. Let's go to Albert Breer, Monday morning quarterback, lead content strategist, covered the NFL for 15 years. Albert, so I watched New England last night, and I said, what's the vision? Brady, at the end, got frustrated, and he had Edelman and Josh McDaniels. So, obviously Mac doesn't have the hardware, but they don't have when Stevenson has 6 catches and Marcus Jones has the play of the night, you get to a point where I think even though he doesn't have the hardware, Mac Jones is over it. He complained in preseason. He's complaining, yelling at coaches in season. What do you make of the mess right now in Mac Jones?
Well, he's left breadcrumbs all over the place, and for a while, Colin. And his nickname at Alabama was McEnroe. Nick Saban gave him that, and it's because of his tennis background, of course. But it's also because he could be a little hot headed. And Mac is a different type of guy in that he's very much a why guy. Like, he wants an explanation for why you're doing it, how it's going to make him successful, all of that. And New England isn't a big why place, never has been. Very old school there. And so, I think that's led to some of these, not so private outbursts where, you're sort of seeing the way that he feels about the way things have gone. He's very close with Josh McDaniels. I don't know that he ever got a proper explanation on why, the staff has been structured the way that it's been structured, why they didn't promote somebody from within, like their tight ends coach, Nick Cayley. Why Matt Patricia has the play sheet on Sundays. And so I think you've seen some of that frustration come to a head. And, I think this is really, unless things somehow turn around in the next 5 weeks, Colin, is going to require Bill Belichick looking at his program and asking hard questions of himself, because you know, his program has always been built on bringing coaches up through the system and relying on people you know, and that's what he did building the offensive staff. And it's on being balanced without stars at the skill positions so you can keep all five guys alive in a route and have your quarterback be the distributor. Teams aren't doing it that way.
Yeah.
The Raiders traded for Devontae Adams. The Dolphins traded for Tyreek Hill. You know, so, and they spread the money around. And, you know, I think now you've got a quarterback who in college was, you know, being coached by Steve Sarkisian and was throwing the Jalen Waddle and Devontae Smith, questioning a lot of things that are going on there. And year three is a critical year for these young quarterbacks. You know, contractually, the fifth-year option decision comes after year three. You know, they're eligible for extensions after year three. And so unless things get better, there are a lot of big box questions that need to be asked in New England. And I think, you know, for the first time in a while, Bill Belichick really has to take a hard look in the mirror as well.
Yeah. So we were talking about this, that if I would have said 3 years ago, Brady's going to go to wonky Tampa, Stafford's going to be a Ram, I could, you know, Matt Ryan will leave the Falcons at the end of his career. There's a lot of stuff happening now as the league's become so quarterback driven. People are taking big swings at this position. And yep. I look at a team like Tennessee, elite defense, elite culture, elite coach, need a quarterback.
Yep.
If Jordan Love chops it up for five games, I look at it and I think to myself, Green Bay's like, give me your first round pick next 2 years. We'll go get Jordan Love, another young receiver. And I know it's a dead cap hit, Albert, but yeah. They're not paying Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, or another, let's say they draft Jordan Addison, for the next 4 years. And so Jordan Love's on the cheap. The dead cap doesn't mean nearly as much when a young quarterback's yet to be paid. I'm listening to Aaron Rodgers say yesterday, you know, if we want to play the young kid, I get it. I don't think it's nuts. I don't. I look at Tennessee.
Yeah.
What do you make of the Rodgers, the speculation? Because it's starting to now bubble and surface.
Well, you know, I don't know if there's been a ton of belief in Jordan Love to this point. And you can see it in the way they handled Rodgers the last couple of years. How
yeah.
He got like kind of the kid glove treatment, you know. And so, but I do think he showed a lot of promise, you know, in what we saw on Sunday. And like maybe there could be something there. And look, like they have to get answers on him, you know, because I talked about that critical, you know, post year three point with your young quarterback. That's the point they're going to be at with Jordan Love after this year. And so they've got a decision to make there. And, you know, I think you're right to say that it is a decision when you're looking at like the quarterback landscape. I think this is, you know, another one where you also have to take a look at your roster, you know, and do you trust Jordan Love to take a win now roster and win with it? And, you know, you're talking about guys like David Bakhtiari and Elkton Jenkins and Rashawn Gary and Jair Alexander. You know, they've got a lot of guys who are really good players that are in the prime of their careers. Aaron Jones is another one.
Yeah.
So, like, I think the determination has to be, is Jordan Love ready to level up and guide that group of players? Because you could lose your locker room if you're putting it in the hands of a kid who can't play, right? Like, so there's that. And then I think with the Titans, that makes all the sense in the world, because it does feel like, look, they're sort of at the end of the window.
Yes.
Of a window with Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
You know, and they've got, I think, a generational talent at running back. They've got an identity. They wouldn't be asking the world of Aaron Rodgers. And you would assume, like, you get a better Treylon Burks in year two, and you can probably attract some weapons there with him. And he's got ties to the area. So I think it makes some sense. But, you know, I think the big piece of it's going to come down to Green Bay's assessment of Jordan Love and whether or not he's ready to lead a win-now roster.
Yeah. So OBJ's on the market. What are you hearing?
Yeah, well, he's in Buffalo today, and you know, I know, from what I understand, they're going to get him with some of the players there. I think they're going to get him with Josh Allen. They're going to take him out to eat. They're going to, I assume, get him with Von Miller. You know, and really, their recruiting pitch here is going to be there's a chance to win a championship right now, and you know, I think Odell is very cognizant of what going to Los Angeles did for him last year. Think about this, Colin. Like the way we were talking about Odell at the end in Cleveland, you know, when all the stuff was going on with his dad and everything else, and then how we were talking about him 2 months later, you know, when he was with the Rams. I think that gave Odell a really good insight into what being with a winning program can do for you and how it can change your image and how it can change the way people think about you. And so, you know, I think Buffalo is one of those places where he can go and burnish his image a little bit. And whether he's there long term or he's hitting the market, it can kind of set up the second phase of his career. So Buffalo is in this. Dallas is very much in this. I think the stage of Dallas, you know, Dallas intrigues him. And there's a sentimental value with the Giants. I don't know what the Giants kind of falling off over the last couple of weeks is, if they offer that sort of, that same sort of quality the Rams offered him last year, like Buffalo and Dallas can.
Yeah. By the way, I had no idea. McEnroe Jones. I had no idea. That is, I mean, you've seen it. He's very outspoken. He's very blunt. I mean, we bang on Kyler Murray for being blunt, but Mac Jones, he's saying stuff that Brady didn't feel comfortable saying when he was in New England publicly. Seriously.
Yeah. It's a great nickname too, isn't it?
Yeah.
I do think it's part of the deal. You
sure.
Know?
Sure.
Like that. And I think that that's been part of the issue Bill's had with this team in general. You know, Kendrick Bourne's another one who had a phenomenal year last year, his first year in New England under Josh McDaniels, and they do all these different things. And I think because Bill had so many trophies, you know, in that case, like forever, he could point to the trophy case and say, listen to what I'm doing. It'll get you where you need to go. And that was all the why that anybody needed for years and years and years and years, and guys fell in line. And this is a different generation.
Yep.
And,
yep.
I mean, some of these guys in this roster, Colin, were in high school when the Patriots last won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
So it's just, I think, like, the one thing you'll see with, like, the McVays of the world.
Quickly.
Is they'll coach you hard. Kyle, too, in San Francisco. They'll coach you hard, but they'll explain to you why they're doing it.
Yeah.
And I think for a lot of the young athletes, when you're not getting the why, and I'm not sure the Patriots players are getting the why, when things go sideways, you've got a little less leeway with a player.
Albert Breer, hour two next, The Herd.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. On sale now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.